Now, I think as men, we truly do stuff down our emotions. I think that day to day, we stuff down our emotions, but when we feel something, it is a level of intensity that can move mountains. And that's why I've noticed that generally, breakups are a lot harder for men. And it's also, you know, the reality for a man and the reality for a woman is very different when you go through a breakup. As a man, you don't have an influx of options. Whereas as a girl, you're getting hit up by all those dozens of guys that were DMing you while you were in a relationship, pretty much just waiting their turn. But that's a conversation for another day and how you manage your relationships. But as a dude, it is absolutely brutal. The month after a breakup, you're in the club, drunk, trying to muster the strength, the courage, the confidence to go and speak to a girl and put yourself out there and maybe meet new people, all while your ex is being flown around the world, taken to cool experiences by guys like me, guys who have earned their stripes, guys who have already gone through the things that you've gone through. And by the way, when I said that your ex-girlfriend is probably getting flown around the world doing cool trips and cool experiences with guys like me, I hope that that hurt a little. And I hope that you understand that you can either get bitter or you can get better. Use that pain, accept that it's not fair, because quite frankly, it's not. Because listen, you're not getting flown around the world as a dude in his 20s just because of your looks or your vibes. But that is the reality of the world, and that is the reality of privileges that women have. And by the way, men have a lot of other privileges. You know, it seems that the year we live in, everyone just wants to fight men versus women. Who has it harder? One side bashing the other. No, I think you can look at things very unemotionally and understand that things are very different for men, very different for women. There are double standards for women, and there are double standards for not all men, a certain caliber of man, but that is a right that you have to earn. And that is why I want to start off by telling you about my first ever breakup, because I understand that that line may have upset you a little, that your ex-girlfriend is immediately getting snatched up by different guys and being flown around the world for cool experiences. But you need to understand that those same guys, once upon a time, went through the exact same thing that you are. And I am one of them. So let's take it back to a young 14-year-old E-man. I dated my first ever girlfriend from the age of 14 to 16. Beautiful relationship. It was my safe space. Now, a lot of you guys that know my story know that my house was a place that I was scared of, that I dreaded, that I didn't ever want to bring people to. I mean, my first ever girlfriend, I was so embarrassed in my house. Not because it didn't have warm water, because it had no heating. I was embarrassed because in my bedroom, the wall was literally starting to cave in. There was so much water damage that I could literally start to see the inside of the roof, and at night I could hear all the rats running around. So not only was it an amazing relationship, her family and her family home, it was a safe space for me. And I know that some of you guys, when you're going through your first breakup, it's not only just the person, it may be the whole ecosystem around it. Maybe you guys are family friends, maybe you guys have known each other for 10 years, maybe there might be some other complications involved in it, you know, and that can definitely make things a little bit more difficult. But at the end of the day, you still need to fight through it. So my first ever relationship, her family was moving back to the United States of America. So 5 months before we broke up, we basically knew what the expiry date was. And I remember I scrounged together all the money that I could to buy the cheapest economy ticket all the way to New York from London. And I went and I visited her for the last time. And I remember it was like this, you know, scene out of a movie. We're at our last final sort of dinner with her parents, and we're seeing the clock come down. And as it gets to 60 minutes before I need to leave to the airport, her and I just can't even speak anymore. Like, our throats are so swollen. We've got tears in our eyes because we know that it is coming to an end. And I'll never forget it. We said goodbye on this New York hot summer day. I get into the Uber, and me as a man, well, I guess that's the thing. I wasn't a man back then, I was still a boy, and we'll touch on that a little later down the line. Me in the back of this Uber, I'm like crying, and the Uber driver was so sweet, just like your typical New Yorker. He's like, bro, do you need a box of tissues, man? Like, are you good? And I explained the situation, and he spent the next 30 minutes basically saying, look, bro, you're young, you'll get through it. And at the time, it felt like I wasn't gonna get through it. It felt like my world was just collapsing. That was, for me back then, like the 1 ounce of safety I ever felt. It was like her, her family, her home. Like, it was the, for me personally, it was the only sense of normality in my life. At that stage, it was probably one of the most painful experiences of my entire life. And I am saying that as a person who's gone through the most crazy life, where the devil seemed to follow me for the first 2 decades of my existence. I've been to hell and back. And yet, a little breakup seemed to be like the most like painful and traumatic thing. I will always remember that. And I always keep that as a reminder of just how much, when a man truly loves a woman, just how much it tears him apart when it finally ends. And you know, obviously it feels like there's reminders everywhere. I remember one time I was walking through the park, and I'm walking, and I get to this exact spot where me and my ex-girlfriend used to lay in the grass, and we used to read Marcus Aurelius Meditations together. And she would read a passage, and I would read a passage, and it was all like, it's pretty much like the dream romance. And I see the spot where where we would sit 6 months prior, and I just get tears flowing down my face. I felt like my first ever relationship was just a mirage. It was like a dream. I didn't even live it. And in that moment, I lost a part of myself that I never got back. And that part of myself was the boy, which leads me into the first way to get over a breakup. And that is to welcome yourself to the club. The first way to get over it is to embrace that this is your initiation. I want you to think of your biggest heroes in this world and understand that we all went through the same thing. We all had this shared experience. This was all part of our initiation, all part of our initiation to go from a boy to a man. I mean, really let that sink in. The fact that you and I have gone through the same thing, and you and I went through one of the same initiations to go from boy to a man. So it doesn't matter how strong someone appears, how brave someone appears, how much of a hero you think someone is, I guarantee you that their first breakup, the men that you look up to, their first breakup ruined them. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience, it was so painful. But isn't there something beautiful in that? Isn't there something beautiful in the fact that as men, we all go through it? We all have this shared experience. So the thing is, it's really hard to go through something when you think it's the end, when you think that it's the end of a chapter. You know, oh, my life's over, it that ended, blah, blah. No, you need to start looking at it as the beginning of your new life as a real man. You need to go through the hero's journey, and you need to understand that in every good movie, there are ups and there are downs, there's turbulence. That's what makes it fun. And when you start viewing life as a movie, you start to have a lot more reverence for the difficult times that life puts you through. So I just want to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you to the club. The next way to get over a breakup is to delete all photos, all videos, and unfollow each other. Gentlemen, I don't understand why you keep old, cute couple photos. It really is very twisted to me, because you need to understand that at this point, to truly get over your first love, they have to be dead to you. They might as well be dead. Because listen, if you got broken up with and you get back together with her, she will forever look down upon you. Always. And if you broke up with her and got back together with her within the first year, well, then she'll think that you are indecisive little coward and never take you seriously either. She's gonna think that, oh, you're just the sort of person that just flip-flops your decision. And listen, there's no reason you should be following your ex-girlfriend when you guys break up. Because first things first, she may be in a situation where she's hanging out with some gay dude. You know, someone snaps a photo and maybe she reposts it, you know, reshares it on her story. And now you think that she's dating some dude, or who knows, maybe it's a second cousin or something like that. And there's all these different misunderstandings. I guarantee you, you're gonna go on there and you're gonna look at who she's following and you're like, oh, who's this new guy that they follow each other and how do they know each other? And it's just gonna mess with your head. So don't do it, because you're either gonna have tons of misunderstandings. As I said, you know, maybe she's just hanging out with some gay dude and that's a misunderstanding, but it's gonna play and it's gonna toy with your mind. Or even worse, there's no misunderstanding. And that dude she's taking a photo, well, guess what? That dude is piping your ex-girlfriend. Sounds harsh? Good, you need a wake-up call. So why is it? Why do you want to put yourself through that pain? Why do you want to see the dude who you passed the baton onto and now has your ex-girl? So listen, it does not come down to an immaturity thing. And if your ex-girlfriend goes, oh no, that's immature, we should still be able to follow each other, well then you go, listen, my dear, if I'm an alcoholic, then do you think it makes sense for me to be following liquor brands on Instagram? Of course not. So in the same way, you and I shared a very deep, meaningful connection. And if I am to move on to the next chapter of my life, I should not be knowing or seeing what goes on in yours, and vice versa. It's not an immaturity thing. We can follow each other back in 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever the time feels right. But for right now, we both have processing and moving on to do. So step one, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, unfollow each other, unfriend each other on Facebook, unadd each other on whatever the hell it is that you guys do, just separate from a social media perspective. Step two is delete all of the photos and videos that you have together. If you absolutely must, then store them on a USB. I don't want them on a Google Drive or a Dropbox, because you can access them too easily. I want them on an old school USB tucked away in some closet. So that way, on the rare occasion that for some reason you might need it, it's still there, accessible, but it's not something that you can look at night while you're listening to some sad music and feeling bad for yourself because you didn't take my advice, you didn't unfollow her on Instagram, and now you've seen her abroad with some other dude, and you're sat there, rather than working on yourself, questioning, why is he better? What does she see in him that she doesn't see in me? Shut the fuck up and realize that this is a man's journey. We all go through it. And this might be a little rough, this might be a little difficult to hear, but I'm saying it because I actually care. This isn't some fluffy self-help bullshit, because I actually care. care. I am in your corner. I am rooting for you. You can come back and watch this video as many times as you want. And every single time, you can look in my eyes and see that I've been there. I've done that. I have crawled out of it. I have made something of myself. And heartbreak is the best thing that can ever happen to a man. In fact, let me rephrase that. Heartbreak is the best thing that can ever happen to a boy in order to become the man that you should be. Now, moving on, the last step is delete your WhatsApp, your iMessage, whatever chats that you guys have saved. Because as I said, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna get very drunk. You're gonna come home at 3 a.m. You're gonna look through old chats and you're gonna go, wow, you know, like we really had something special. Like it's just, maybe we should give this another shot. And then your dumbass is gonna text her at 3:30, some stupid text, and she's gonna know that you're drunk, home alone, with no one else, you're sad, you're lonely, you haven't moved on, and trust me, that is not a good look, gentlemen. As I said, you need to let this old part of you die. Looking at old photos, videos, messages, why? That's the old you. It's like obsessing over the old, worse, unrefined you. Quite frankly, there's no point. Now, the last way to get over a breakup is every single night or even multiple times throughout the day, I want you to visualize and I want you to even talk to your future wife and your future kids. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's tough going through breakups, whether it's your first one or maybe it's, you know, even your second or your third. But quite frankly, the fact that you guys broke up means she's not your wife. She wasn't the one. As I said, maybe if you let a few years, you let the dust settle, maybe things change, maybe you guys grow. But as it currently stands, she's not your wife, or she would have been. And as a man, the more women that you meet and the more women that you date, you'll get a better understanding of what a true queen is without inflicting trauma on yourself. And that is very different to what women go through. The more partners that a woman has, the more trauma that she's gonna have, because quite frankly, she's gonna go out there, she's gonna sleep with some people, she's gonna date with some people, she's gonna carry on all this trauma. And the later she leaves it in life, the more trauma, the more baggage. And I don't say that in a bad way to women, because once again, who caused that trauma? Who caused that baggage? It was the men. So the advice for men and women is very, very different. But as a man, the more women that you see, the more context you're going to have for what a true queen is. So the reason I say that is because your queen is out there. It's just not the person that you dated. So I want you to think 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 15 years from now. I want you to visualize your future wife. I want you to have conversations with your future wife. I want you, while you're working, to visualize your future wife, visualize your future kids building a better life for themselves. When you are sat at home and you've just subscribed to your seventh OnlyFan of the month, and you've just finished up a 2-hour Fortnite session, and you've just ordered a McDonald's from Uber Eats, and you sit there, I want you to think, and I want you to imagine that your future wife and your future kids are watching you. And I want you to think about how fucking disappointed they are, because your future wife and your future kids are not a guarantee. If you keep living the way that you live, if you keep procrastinating becoming the man that you should be, that's not gonna be your wife. Some other dude's gonna outwork you, and that's gonna be her husband. Those beautiful images of your kids playing with your future kids, the beautiful family life that you built, that's all gone, because you were so caught up on your breakup, you're so caught up on your past, you had no regard for your future and just how bright your future will be and just how bright your family's future will be. So that is why, I know it sounds strange, but I want you to, in your sleep, before you go to bed, throughout the day, I want you to visualize. I want you to even talk in your mind to your future wife, to your future kids, to your perfect family. And then I need you to understand that the only way you're gonna get that, by putting your head down and becoming a man who ticks all the boxes. And it's a slow, painful journey. And I can tell you right now that no dudes are gonna invite you on their private jet just because you're you. Be yourself. No. No matter what anyone says, life is very difficult as a man. You put one foot forward in front of the other for years, if not decades, and at a certain point you look back with appreciation that you built a kingdom. But right now, you have work to do. So gentlemen, I was very difficult on you, but that's because I know how traumatizing and rough a breakup can be. But I also know that it's the best catalyst on earth for you to catapult into a new dimension, into a new echelon of excellence as a man. So on that note, as always, I'm watching you, and I'm rooting for you from afar.